Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and our show is Self Cell Care, teaching you all how to live to 120, right, and being vital and vibrant and ready to go. So today, like my little page markers, we're talking about Carrie Leaf's book, Therapize Yourself. And it's really cool, and it's really good, and it's really helpful. And I met Carrie on my trip to Iowa. She is a complete delight and brilliant, too. How about that for a package? So let me bring Carrie on now. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. So grateful to have you. So, and so grateful to have met you because you're such a bright light. You are, you know, I loved reading your book, and I can't wait to dive in and talk to you about it online here because, like, this is, people need to know. Right? Cause...
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, they really do. So, you know, first, tell me why you got into therapy. Like, this is not an easy profession, right? Why did you get into therapy? Why are you committed to helping others achieve their life goals?
Yeah, so I have known that I would be in this field, doing something in this field, since somewhere around middle school. I remember telling my dad that's what I was going to do. A couple different reasons. My dad was a high school counselor and a community college professor in our hometown. So I was just raised, you know, with that mentality and deep thinking and communication and discussing feelings and what they mean and how to handle them. I was also, I don't think I've shared this anywhere else, but I was also sent to my own counseling somewhere in high school by my parents. It wasn't an option. They told me I was going and I was quite resistant. You know, I didn't want to be there. I think the entire first session, I didn't talk to the guy, poor guy.
I was 11 years old, right? Maybe 12. Yeah.
Yes. So eventually I warmed up and I actually took a lot more from those sessions than I think I ever told my parents. So quiet. But
it's interesting, you know, you and I. And the
right.
rest of the world.
The rest of the world, that's all. So, yeah, so there were those things. And then I remember also thinking, you know, so my master's, I went into marriage and family, so more systems theory based. And I think part of what led me there was somewhere in high school when, you know, you're going through all the things, identity, who am I, friendships, and, you know, at that point, I wanted nothing to do with my parents, and my friends were the most important thing in the world, right? And so I started really kind of delving into, like, relationships. What are relationships and what do they mean? And I just didn't, that could be, like, more important than our relationships with people and in particular our relationship with ourselves. You know, I don't think I realized I was still figuring out the relationship with self back then and, like, really struggling with who am I and how do I treat myself. But I was getting kind of lost in those ideas and concepts and knew that this would be the route that I was going. And we used to, I'm from a small town, so we used to just drive around the gravel country roads and we would talk. That's where we would talk about our problems. So, you know, all my friends knew, like, hey, do we want to, if we got something going on, let's go for a drive. We're going to the country roads where it's quiet, no one's around, and we're going to talk things out. And, you know, so that's just, I've known since middle school, high school, that this was where I was going to go. And I can't imagine being anywhere else.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So you went for a drive on a country road where it's nice and quiet. That's really powerful. You know, all of us are empathic in some way, right? And when we are sitting under these lights or around electricity, it actually negatively impacts our ability to process information, process our feelings. So whether you knew it at that time or not, intuitively you did, because you're earthing, you're grounding, you're getting back to nature to support your own well-being. That was brilliant.
Yes, I definitely didn't know it back then, but I felt it, right? I felt it. And our other spot was always by the spillway near water. And that is my go-to is water. That's my happy space is being around. So it doesn't matter where, a lake, ocean, river, whatever, it's water.
Rain.
Rain. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to like, you know, leave out the rain. I went to a concert a couple nights ago and it was pouring down rain on the way there. And so we're running through the rain. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, some
it's
people
so fun
find that
too.
Like not fun. And I'm like, I'm in my happy space.
Yeah, I get that.
So I want to, you know, your questions were, were so good. You sent me, you know, thank you for sending me the information about you have your media kit. And your questions are so good that other than what I'm really going to stick to your questions because they're really good. Therapize yourself is a, let's just start with this. It's a step-by-step program to bring out the best version of you by integrating the mind, body, and spirit. Spot on, first of all. And you said, what are the most common signs that you've hit a wall, right? And you need to face your problems to solve them, no matter what they are. And I thought about that, and I'm thinking, there's a lot of people that think once they acknowledge their situation, that's all that it takes, right?
Right.
That's just the starting point. You and I both know that.
So
go ahead, if you don't mind, answer the first question, and then also share with us, you know, somewhere in there, like, why you just can't, it's not just an acknowledgement, right? It's the starting point. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, wait, repeat the first question for me real quick. Sorry. It's early.
Totally fine. Yeah, and it's earlier out there, and I'm so grateful to be on the East Coast now. It may really all be the same time, but it's not. So anyway, So what are the most common signs that you've hit a wall and you need to face your problem, you know, basically head on to solve them no matter what they are?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So, you know, we all have problems every day, big, small, whatever they might be. And a lot of times they're just things, you know, daily issues that we've got to adjust and problem solve and cope with. But with that, I'm talking a little bit about when do we realize, like, okay, I've got to dig a little bit deeper, like you're saying, like, this isn't just something to, like, deal with for today. This is something I've really got to dive into. And that one in particular is when we start seeing patterns, when we see that we have the same patterns showing up in our life over and over and over again. It might not look exactly the same every time, but there's a pattern, you know, and that could be in relationships, that could be in work, that could be in your health, that could be anywhere. Where is there a pattern repeating itself that isn't something to ignore, shove down, or, you know, say I'll get there when I get there? When it's repeating, that is a message coming through, you know, loud and clear, not always clear, I guess, but loud.
Well, I was trying to say, maybe clear on this side, may not be clear on that side.
right. And I am guilty of ignoring patterns, right?
Yeah,
and
we all
they
are.
Get louder every time that we ignore them. And so if you think a problem is painful now, ignore it, and it's going to be more painful later. So that's, you know, we want to really dig in and delve in into our lives and our history and our patterns and why we do what we do when we see the same thing happening over and over again.
Yeah. And so how do you suggest that people dig in?
Yes. Okay. So with my book, that
you don't
really
get a drink. You don't get a drink of that coffee, Dolly.
Sorry. Trying to wake up. But so in the book, that's kind of what I go step by step through. But I have definitely seen, you know, in my own life experience and with all the clients that I've worked with for over more than a decade and, you know, all these different settings that I've worked in, it doesn't matter what you're coming to me for or what you're wanting to work on, I am still going to take a holistic approach, and I'm going to start with the mind, body, and the spirit. And I really like to start with the body. And what are you eating? And are you exercising? And are you getting good sleep? How are you taking care of yourself? And we're working to get that, like, strong wellness foundation, because when we eliminate, you know, stressors or things we're tolerating in our different environments in life, mind, body, spirit, and we can assess the different environments that can be friends, family, money, you know, work. We can assess those areas. When we get those in a solid grounded place, then we have a way better foundation to jump off of to dive deeper into those those more subconscious things that are not so easy to bring conscious. If we're getting good sleep, we make better decisions. If we're putting good food in our body, our mind is more clear and ready to tackle those deeper level issues.
I could not agree with you more. I should have sent you my book, but
yes.
And I will, but, and it's really a chapter, right? It's a chapter in a book. And that is how I unraveled all my issues, was removing the toxicity from my life, the three T's, right? Toxins, traumas, thoughts.
Yeah.
And I started with food choices, removed all the sugar first. I didn't eat sugar for 5 years, no caffeine for 5 years, no chocolate for 5 years, because I had food sensitivities.
Yeah.
Right. And those are some of the 135 food sensitivities that I had. There were some key ones that I remembered because, you know, chocolate's a big thing. And actually,
yes.
Chocolate's really good for you. It has, you know, probably one of the highest antioxidants on the planet. But then how you source your chocolate and what it's filled with and how many ingredients will drive whether or not it's good for you. And
yeah.
I'm just going to do this. Hold on.
Yeah.
We're filming out of the kitchen today. We just moved to Georgia, so, and we're looking for our home. But
aww.
Hugh Simple Chocolate, have you heard of this?
No.
So this is really good.
Okay.
So, you know, they have different kinds of Hugh chocolate, but this is a simple because I am simple. I'm kind of a purist. I am a purist. But this has three ingredients. It's organic cacao, organic unrefined coconut sugar, which metabolizes differently in your body than cane sugar. And it has some minerals like zinc and so forth. It also has organic fair trade cocoa butter. And that's it.
Okay.
Right? And so this is a grounding. So, you know, it comes in these squares, and it's grounding. So, you know, you can actually, after doing like a spiritual healing class or having an emotional situation, you can take a piece of chocolate to ground you.
I like that.
This is nature's medicine. This is not candy.
Yes, I like that. I actually just purchased some cacao, if I'm saying that right, for the first time a couple weeks ago to try it out. And I tried making a drink, and I'm going to play around with, you know, ingredients and what I put into it. But it was very, very calming. And I don't know how else to say it. And of course, it's in how you do it and where you're at and your intentions and whatnot. But really, really spiritual and calming. And so I'm excited to play around with that a little bit more.
So don't hate me for this, but I'm going to show you. So because you mentioned about the coffee, you know, in the green room.
Yeah.
And so I made a recipe, you know, so I'm an intuitive, and I get these downloads. And I made up I'm going to show it on the screen here. Hold on. Share. Window. Phone tab. Blog talk. There's blog. Okay. So can you see Not Your Mama's Hot Cocoa?
Oh, yes, I can.
So we'll read more. So it's really, really good. That's whipped cream, which I made from scratch, and it's super easy. It takes about a minute.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the ingredients include all these different mushrooms, right? Reishi
Ooh.
Mushroom, lion's mane, cordyceps chaga, maitake, shiitake. It also includes a little pinch of coconut oil, which you don't always have to put in, but if you're having brain health issues, you want to put it in.
Yeah.
Echinacea, dandelion, and then options for sweeteners, you know, because some people have sensitivity. So monk fruit, which is zero glycemic index, coconut sugar, maple syrup, or just date syrup. And actually, if you go back to the picture here, what's all swirled on top of that is date syrup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then over here I have cinnamon, which I put a drop of that in this one. It's not in the recipe, but the cinnamon actually manages your blood sugar levels.
Okay. Yes. That sounds so good.
And I use Elmhurst unsweetened walnut milk, or actually, oh, it's not listed here, or cashew milk. So this morning I'm actually using cashew milk, and cashew milk is nature's antidepressant.
All right. I'm going to have to check out that recipe for sure.
Yeah. And if
or just have you bottle it up and send them my way, and I'll pay you for that.
Well, so here's why I don't bottle it up. Okay, because I'm a purist, and I know that people have trauma. And when you have trauma, when you have chronic trauma, you will get food sensitivity.
Yes.
You know this already, don't you?
Yes.
You're so brilliant. I love you. So I do recipes because I want people to have the power to modify and empower themselves. They don't have to buy
dumb
things.
Right. Yes, you're right. You're right. And that is taking control, right? I think in our world, in our society, I'm, you know, guilty of being the go, 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 just make it easy and convenient for me. And I definitely do try to find my brands that I can count on for different things like that, that I'm like, yes, I know they're clean and this is good, you know. But that's a journey and that's a process. But you're right. If you really want to take charge and empower yourself and give your body the best that it needs, you have to practice that. You have to take charge. You have to be the one that tries the different things and what works for your body and what doesn't. So that's such a good point, that it's such an individual thing.
Well, the point was made to me by God, and because he gave me 135 food sensitivities. That's how I learned about nutrition. Because we don't eat half the foods on the planet. You have to figure out which foods, which vegetables, you know, which meat, what does your body in healing itself?
Yes, I think, I don't recall if I told you or not about, I think I did when you were here, about, there was a good, you know, 9 months of the year, a couple years back, where I just kept telling my husband, like, can't wake up. I can't dial in. Like, I cannot focus. I can't be productive. I got this brain fog. I just felt like I was constantly like in this haze, and you know, it was driving me nuts. And then it took me to a functional medicine provider, and she had let me know that I had a food sensitivity to oat milk, and I had been putting oat milk in my coffee every day for the last year. And I was like, wow, that adds up, right? About perfectly, you know?
But
you said, like, that was for a reason, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I decided I love oat milk, and I'm going out and I'm putting in my coffee every day. No, my body does not want oat milk.
But it was craving it, right?
Right. Yes. I was like kind of obsessed with it. I'm like, this is my new thing. This is what I want. And I'm going out and I'm buying it. I'm putting my coffee every day. And you know, I'm just realizing like, yep, that's what spun me off into a journey I needed to go on.
Well, so yeah. Our bodies crave what we're sensitive to. And so it's actually an addiction of sorts. So like people who have an addiction to alcohol may not really have an addiction to all the things in there, but maybe it's weak.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, or malt. There's a lot of malt sensitivities, because there's malt in almost all the processed foods.
Yeah. So what is your take on when somebody, let's say it's sugar, and they're sugar until they can't sugar anymore, you know, diabetes hits or whatnot. And then it's at that point that they have the adverse effects to sugar. They feel them now where they didn't before. So I've seen this happen. What's your take on that? That like before they could eat all the sugar in the world and they didn't think it affected them, physically, adversely, and then they get the diabetes diagnosis and, you know, start cutting the sugar out and start working on that, and then they have the tiniest bit of sugar and they're down and out for the day.
I can tell you exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Cellular memory.
Okay.
Which is why we use the BOD.
Yeah. Okay, so, that makes sense.
Yeah, because the BOD will help remove and do a reset. So let's, okay, this is a great question.
Yeah, I wanna hear all about it.
So our bodies are, how do I explain this? So our bodies get used to, right, having sugar, chocolate, blah, 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 blah. And then we get on this roller coaster, and if we don't get enough sugar, our body's going to crave more. Now we get off of sugar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our blood sugar levels are stabilized, right? And we go back out. We go out for dinner, and there's some sugar inserted into whatever meal they made for us. Let's say it's a pizza, and they put the sugar in the pizza crust, or they put the sugar in the tomato sauce, which is a great thing to do because it neutralizes acidity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your body goes, uh-uh. And the brain notices it. It's a cellular memory, and it goes back. It's a triggered response. It's you know how we have emotional triggers?
Yeah.
This is a physical trigger.
Yeah.
So the only way that I know how to reset that trigger is using the BOD, using sound frequency. Or actually, I use the BOD in conjunction sometimes with the Healy, which is,
okay,
which is this is frequency medicine.
Yeah.
And, you know, so actually it's an analysis on your body, tells you what you need to heal, and then sends a frequency to bring it into homeostasis for that specific thing. But that, I mean, I had a man I was coaching, this is back in 2017, and he reversed his entire diet, you know, totally clean, and went out for pizza. Now he doesn't do anything, you know, it's all organic, right?
Yeah.
So he goes out to one of our favorite pizza places, which is not organic, and he says his body, it was like a punching bag. His body has a cellular memory for that, and it's going to remind him like this.
Uh-huh. That makes a lot of sense. Yes. And I mean, definitely right in line. I mean, our brains and our bodies, they want to heal themselves. It's just we're not always that great at listening, right?
Yeah. And we have Dr. Debbie Green. She's a grand rising queen. She's our Thursday host. She's also a therapist. She's in Georgia. We have Andrew Calhoun, starting with a solid foundation is great advice, Carrie. and let's see what else we have here. What's this? The Medias Connection TV. Okay. Grand rising, beautiful ladies. The information is so critical for us to grasp. I know for sure I'm struggling to overcome the toxicity of thoughts and traumas, exasperated by lack of sleep. What do you have to say about that? I know I have something to say, but why don't you start first about how it's exasperated by the lack of sleep?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that no matter, I guess the one thing to compare it to is, you know, if you plug your cell phone in every night to charge it up, I mean, everyone can relate to seeing their cell phone battery full, right? It just compare it to that. If you don't plug that cell phone in, you're going to be walking around and eventually it's going to die and you're not going to have that, you know, energy. You're not going to be able to use that. And the same thing, you know, if we don't get our 7 to 9 hours of sleep as adults that we generally need, there's a tiny percent of the population, like tiny, that might need less than 7, then we're not going to be fully charged. Our body isn't getting that time to heal and get us ready for the day. We're going to start depleting, you know, we're not going to be functioning our best. all day. And the more we do that, the more we're just breaking down and not allowing our body to heal over and over, and we're causing more injuries, you know, so to our body, and the more it has to repair. And so that's a really bad cycle to get in. So that sleep is crucial. But, you know, the thoughts, the negative thinking and the mindset, that's kind of my bread and butter with what I really like to focus on and work on. But yeah, until we get a good foundation of getting our sleep and our health and our eating under control, we're going to have a way harder time to manage those thoughts.
Let me ask you a question. Talk to us about GABA.
About GABA?
Yeah. Do you know about GABA?
That one's not going to be my area, so I don't even don't listen to me.
So sorry. So GABA is, you know, is the calming chemical in the brain.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
But don't ask me all the science behind it, because you won't get accurate information.
That's okay. I can talk to that. I thought you might. And so the GABA is the calming, you know, chemical in the brain. Our brain, you know, it gets produced, and I'm not a super expert either, but it gets produced in our brain, and
right.
It calms us down. And then there are foods that support calming us down, right?
Yeah.
Like fish, you know, potatoes. Potatoes got a bad rap. Potatoes are really good. So then the other thing I'm using recently is Noni Sleep.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. So Tahitian Noni Berry has been out for a very, 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 very long time. But this Noni Sleep, so Noni helps you produce more GABA.
Okay.
And now they have Noni Sleep, which is, it's got other things like L-theanine in it and Melissa, which also helps calm the brain.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, you giving that foundation... getting the foundation is knowing which foods calm the brain, right? So that you can get that sleep, and then and then listen.
Or what the deficiencies might be there as well, right? There could be plenty of deficiencies that you got going on that are where you're going to struggle to get the best sleep, because that is a vicious cycle of like, I want to get better sleep, but then people will tell you, but my brain's going in my thoughts, and I can't. The thoughts are, you know, all over the place. Yet I'm sitting here saying, okay, to get a grip on the thoughts, we got to get better sleep. And that's a vicious cycle. And that's where we do have to go and look, mind, body, spirit. And yeah, whether it's more foods that we could be eating, there's bad foods that are, you know, keeping us up, or we're deficient in a vitamin or a supplement. We want to look at every angle.
Yeah, for sure. And so, and Andrew piped in here again. He says, people cannot expect to overcome emotional or mental challenges without first addressing sleep, the food they eat, and their exposure to toxins, such as the typical cleaning supplies, which a lot of people, I think, ignore.
I know I did for a long time. For a long time, I was like, I'm going the easy way out, you know, the convenient way, until, you know, things started showing up in my life where I'm like, oop, I got to pay attention to this.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to go to your book in chapter one, because we've kind of talked about it a little bit. You talk about how you knew you needed to break free of those repeating patterns, right?
Yeah.
And then you say, my superpower is helping you identify and eliminate that negative belief, which this is a huge superpower, because I have to tell you, I didn't know. I grew up differently, okay? I understand the three T's, toxins, traumas, thoughts. I had traumas. I had toxins, but I had two amazing parents. And so they inserted to me that I could do whatever it is that I wanted. And they helped me along the way, but they also really made me pay for everything and do for everything, so that I knew that as a kid, that if I needed money, I knew how to earn it. Right?
Yeah.
So I don't have the negative. I didn't have the thought thing. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
So you go on to say, okay, my superpower is helping you identify and eliminate the negative beliefs so you can move forward and upward in life, so you can show up the way you want to, not in the unhealthy way you keep showing up over and over again on repeat. I would say rinse and repeat, but
absolutely. Yes.
So, you know, and I just saw the time. So they, I'm supposed to do a commercial every 30 minutes. So let me do a quick commercial. And I want to talk about what, when we come back, share with us, how do I notice if I'm on, you know, rinse and repeat, you know, if I'm repeating, you know, what are the things that I should be looking at as a human? Okay.
Yeah.
At what that might look like. All right. Okay.
We'll
do a, we have a few commercials, different, different stuff. We'll get them going.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Deb Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That last commercial was on Fluffy, Fluffy, which is a focused life force energy. And what it does is it casts a net of the frequency of shungite on the longitude and latitude of your home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, neutralizing all the electromagnetic frequencies.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. It also, they've inserted prayers. So that frequency of love of 528. Is also cast a net on your home.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we take it wherever we go.
Yeah. That's great. I'll have to look more into that. It's funny. I was just talking with one of my best friends about which crystals I needed, you know, to help me with the, you know, I was talking about my phone and my internet and all the things, right? And she was trying to send me what crystals, you know, that she uses, and I'd have to look that back up. But yeah, that's very cool.
Well, I love my crystals too, and I use them. And I mean, we're very similar, you and I, Carrie. And
yeah.
But the frequencies really allow you the flexibility to bring. You know, okay, so to bring the higher vibration with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Know, opposed to what I used to do. So you don't know this, but so, you know,
She used to put the rocks in my bra, right? You get home, right? And you take your bra off and all the rocks drop.
Right. Right.
So that's why I wear the jewelry now, because I also don't wear bras, because they cut off your lymphatics.
You know, and as women, there aren't like, you know, we don't have the big pockets a lot of times that men will have. And
no,
I mean,
no.
I suppose it depends what you're wearing, but not always places to put them.
Right, right. So, So anyway, if you don't want to put rocks in your bra, or you're not wearing, a necklace, you know, I get these necklaces from my girlfriend in Illinois, but, she does a really great job. Frequency healing is so easy. It walks with you wherever you go, because that's what energy is. So, back to rinse and repeat. How do you know something keeps showing up? Like how, if I'm kind of sleepy, so to speak, you know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be more self-aware? Let's say I'm the one, right?
Yeah.
Coach me. Tell me, what do I do to start being more self-aware?
Well, you know, usually when we're digging into what is that negative belief and we're wanting to bring that more subconscious stuff conscious, people are coming in with a problem, you know, generally kind of, let's just call it a surface level problem. And they're saying, okay, this is going on in my life and I want to change it. I want to fix it. And then when we delve in further, we can see like, oh, okay, so this has been happening most of your life in different ways, you know, mm-hmm. not always, but a lot of times. In the book, I can only speak on myself in that sense of the pattern that I was seeing was dating the same,
good thing to remember.
Yeah, I need to learn. I mean, I learned it in a lot of areas, but then there are certain, let's say, people that might trigger me. So I still haven't fully learned it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we all...
Yeah, and that can tie into the negative belief system, too. You know, the things that we're going to be able to let go of easier are going to be the things that don't trigger us on a subconscious level. We just don't care about them. They haven't left their print on us. The ones that we're going to really struggle to let go of are the ones that are going to tap into those negative belief systems that we're holding on to, the trauma, the insecurities. Those are going to be the hard ones to let go.
Okay. We'll schedule an appointment later.
Right?
Yes. And then we have Dr. Debbie Green. So she says, I can relate to this. One must consciously be aware of negative habitual cycles to change them.
Yeah, I gotta bring that subconscious up.
Yeah, and I don't know, like there's a few people in my life that they just don't see these cycles, these habits that they have, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Well, they probably see them because they probably affect their life in a way that they don't care for, but then they shove them down and they suppress them and they ignore them because they're painful or they don't want to go there or it rubs the ego, right? And they're not ready to jump into that work, and that's hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work, and it takes time to look at where it comes from. And I think you said in your book, let me go back to that, the family history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about... Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about nature versus nurture, and you talk about the small t, you know, in trauma, and how, for example, maybe we had available and supportive parents with a good upbringing, except one parent would make critical and judgmental comments often, or maybe a big T. For example, maybe we act out our anger through violence, because that is what we saw mom do when she was upset. Or maybe you were in active duty and saw combat action. This is nurture learned. experience that may have led to PTSD symptoms. Talk about what your experiences are there. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that no matter what we're working with, what issue we got going on, what we're struggling with, that it's not some combination of nature and nurture. You know, some of it is straight genetics and how, you know, what we were given genetically, you know, piece of mom, piece of dad, and all that came with them, even generational trauma that changes our DNA, you know. So, you know, you can read studies on Holocaust survivors and their families and their children.
Oh,
and
how, yeah.
Right, and the generational trauma.
My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, and so was my my step grandmother, and my so I know.
Yes, it goes all around.
Yeah, and
right.
Cellular memories, the issues are in the tissues, so those cellular memories are passed on through the generations.
Exactly, and I think that people, that is hard for people to understand, well, I didn't go through that, so how would that affect me, right? But, you know, those all, they do get passed down, and so genetically, and then nurture, you know, how are you raised, you know, whether that was mom, dad, or whoever your caregiver was, what did they teach you about how families operate, about communication, about love, about the world, about money, what did they teach you? Those are going to be the nurture. What did you learn, you know, so through your life experience? And, you know, there, you know, even if you had the healthiest, happiest upbringing, which is, I mean, that's fantastic and very, you know, lucky if you can say I had a wonderful upbringing, we still have these negative beliefs. Even if we can look back on a fond and happy family and upbringing, we still have these negative beliefs.
Well, we all have some, absolutely.
Yes. At least one, if not 10, right? Because of the world and what we see and what we hear. And it's just we can generally, you know, as cliche as it is, bring it back to the family and the parents because that's where you spend all your time, 0 to 18, right? But, I mean, it can be in movies you watch. It can be in things you read. It can be in just societal messages, like, we all have one or many negative beliefs that we have developed about ourselves through life experience. And then, you know, that nature piece of it, you know, those can be exacerbated by, like, maybe I definitely know that I am more prone to be more anxious, more the anxiety side, you know, from my genetics. And so those are going to come out in different ways. Our negative beliefs are going to show up in different symptoms in different ways with that combination of nature and nurture.
Oh, hold on one second. So bouncing out on Blog Talk, okay, so Naima Latif, who is our executive producer, so it looks like we're still connected. Thank you, Naima, for opening up your mic. If there's anything else you need us to do, please let us know. So, okay. So we're good.
Okay.
and we're also on Podbean. So I think that's still going live as well. Hold on. Yeah,
okay.
That's still going live. So.
Okay.
Okay. So. Technology is a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you've mentioned a couple times something, and I took a note, and I'd like to make sure I go back to these things, about we shove down these belief systems. We have a thought that comes up. It may be negative, or it may even be positive. Who knows? But we're shoving, we're quashing down our own voice, right?
Yeah.
To me, I've witnessed that, and it's so harmful because eventually it's going to come out. Eventually, you're either going to spew it out or it's going to come out as a disease.
Yes, and that's what I call, you know, in the book, hitting our saturation point. We can only stuff things down, shove them down, suppress them, hold them in, and not address them, not process through them for so long before it's going to start seeping out the cracks, and it shows up in funny ways a lot of times, you know. So it shows up in the repeating patterns. It shows up in anxiety symptoms, depression symptoms, you know, like you said, food sensitivities, ulcers, IBS. Like, it shows up in all the different ways, you know, and unless you really work to integrate, and unless you work to understand, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and see, okay, the connection here and how these could be affecting each other, you're going to start addressing a symptom and basically barking up the wrong tree, right? Like, you're going to throw meds at a symptom when it's something that we need to process on an emotional level or through food. Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's all
medications were thrown, but it was really 19 medications, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's,
yeah. Yeah. And then you're hurting your system even more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So first you eat yourself, like, energetically, you quash yourself. Right, Carrie?
Yep.
Then you know, connect with the wrong doctor, and they help you crush yourself even more.
Yes, and it's you know, not to blame that particular doctor. It's what they're trained. It's what they're taught. They're doing what they've
Thank
been trained
you.
And taught. Right?
Thank
but
you.
It's
they
so separated.
Martini. So I studied under Dr. John D. Martini. I still study under him. And that's really, so when I had to really let go of crap, it was the doctor that I worked with was the same doctor for 19 years. Same doctor.
Yeah.
And he had my best interest at heart. And
yes.
I know this only. And he became a doctor because he wanted to help people heal. He just had a wrong set of data points.
Right.
That's all. And so
right.
I went from being angry at him to, you know, thanking him. Right? I mean, I didn't go out and thank him. But really gratitude, because had he not done this, I wouldn't be doing what I do today. I wouldn't be the voice.
Yes.
Right? One of the voices. Right?
Yes.
So grateful that, you know, that this all happened. It allows me, I survived. And not only that, I have to take complete responsibility. He prescribed the medication. I put them in my mouth, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. See,
not him, right?
See. Right. And it's just the perspective that we're looking through, you know, where the modern medicine is going to look at, oh, there's a problem, let's treat the symptom. And if you take a more functional integrative approach, we're going to look at, oh, there's a problem, what's the root cause? Where did this come from? Right? And I'm a big believer that the body and the brain can heal themselves. So let's figure out how we allow the body and the brain to heal themselves. How do we give it that opportunity instead of just, you know, managing the symptoms? And so we got a big overhaul to do in this society. And, you know, we're up against a lot of things because, you know, the things that are going to help you heal your body and your mind from the inside out are not going to be covered by insurance, right? So
yeah.
That we could go into a lot of other things with that, but it's a big overhaul that really needs to happen if we want people happy and healthy. And if and until then, we've got to take charge of ourselves and chip away and go against the grain.
Totally. And people, they're always looking for something that's covered by insurance. And, you know, the stuff that I did that was not covered by insurance, my food sensitivity testing, you know, wasn't cheap, but it saved me a lot.
Right.
I did it 5 years in a row until I learned how to reverse the food sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, you know, and we talked about that. And I think that Naima Latif, who's our executive producer, looks like she might have a question. Usually we... because she has the mic open, I'm trying to figure out. Naima, do you have a question? Are you 3615? If so, please, you know, pipe in. Maybe not. Maybe she doesn't. Because it's just, you know, we're trying to manage that. But if Naima, if you do, you know, just you know how to get in touch with me, and we'd love to hear your question or your thoughts. And if anybody's listening in on the show, not if anybody, we have several listeners on Facebook and YouTube and Podbean and Blog Talk. You know, if you have questions, you can put your questions in the thread on Facebook, on YouTube. You can call in to the show. We're going to go to commercial in a minute here, but you can call into the show, and it's 515-605-9325. Press 1, and you get to speak to myself and to Carrie Leaf. We welcome your thoughts and your feedback and your questions.
And this is Naima. I'll call.
Whatever that is, we'd love to hear it. And let's go to a commercial while we can. And let's see what we got here.
I'll ask my questions after the break.
Here we go.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Tucson Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
With different hosts and different topics. So we'll just kind of run that real quick and show you what's going on.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
All right, so we are back. I understand that they can hear the radio on Blog Talk, but we can't hear it on the show, so we're just going to keep moving forward. And I got one other little quick commercial I'm going to do. There's a this is, again, for the Fluffy, which is Focused Life Force Energy. So cool what it does. All right, so we are back. So where did we leave off? So we're talking.
talking about Therapize Yourself with Carrie Leach. And Carrie is out of West Des Moines, Iowa. Did I tell you that's where my health journey started?
No.
So I was working at Norwest Card Services, which is now Wells Fargo. That's where I got misdiagnosed because I had fallen. I had fallen in the parking lot in the snow and tore my rotator cuff on the right side. And nobody did an MRI or an X-ray or anything. They just sent me to a physical therapist who said that the pain I had in my shoulder was all in my head and that I should go see a psychiatrist. And that's how I ended up with the night for all these drugs and 100 some odd pounds heavier. And so it was interesting to me that when, you know, COVID ended or what's it then early ended, when they let us out of jail.
Right.
They let us out of shit. And I say hello to my birds. and they let us out of jail. The first place we went to was Iowa.
Okay.
And I thought that was just interesting how that worked. I think my girlfriend wants to come out and say hello to people on the show.
Yeah.
She often makes an appearance. So while I'm getting her out of her condo, let me just go back to some of the questions that you had shared with me earlier, which are so awesome. And, okay, so let's see here. Where are my questions for you? Okay, so here we go. No, I'm having issues trying to pull up the questions that I have from you. Well, what would you like to share with us about your book that is important to you? I mean, you know, it's all, like, your book is so transformational. Let me just go to the part, one of the parts that I'd like that I have marked.
Sure.
Helping along the way here. We were talking about learned behaviors, and can you talk about judgment and how judgment impacts the person who's judging and impacts the person you are judging? Because I think that's critical. Are you comfortable speaking to that?
Yeah, we can go with it. You know, I think that we all snap.
While you
do
that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We all, you know, judgment is tricky. We all snap, judge, and some of that is, you know, hardwired. We want to judge a situation. You know, we want to judge a situation to scan for any dangers in an environment. So we're going to judge a situation and environment. We're gonna make those snap judgments, and some of that keeps us safe. But, you know, we also make snap judgments about people and the world. And when we start judging more often others and we don't question where that comes from, or we don't shake that snap judgment out and let that go and challenge it, the more and more we hear ourselves say those kind of things about others, you know, the more we're going to start believing these things and start seeing the world this way. And oftentimes, you know, our judgments of others are really just a projection of how we're feeling about ourselves, you know, and so we're projecting our own thoughts and feelings and worries and insecurities about ourselves onto other people. And so when we do catch ourselves judging others, that's a real good indicator of, you know, areas that we need to work on within ourselves and start questioning ourselves and our belief systems and where did that come from and our insecurities and, you know, dig in there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that judgment can be harmful. I agree with you that we have to judge every single day. How close are you to the car in front of you, right, when you're driving? These are important judgments. I always also like to sometimes make the distinction between judgment and discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Like discernment's more of an informed choice. Like, it's an informed calculation.
Right.
Of what's going on, where it allows for concrete feedback. One's healthy, one's not.
Right.
So are you making a judgment based on someone you don't know, that you have little knowledge about? Or are you making a concrete, what's the word I'm looking for, calculated, you know, thought, calculated based on a lot of experience with that person or that type of situation, right?
Right.
What questions have you asked?
Right, and I do think that the more open we become and the more we see, you know, how we're all interconnected and the more we embrace, you know, humanity for who we are and the more open we become and the less judgmental we become, the more we realize how much we don't know. So even if we think we know a situation, if we think we know a person, we don't know so much. We're not in their brain. We're not in their body. We're not behind those closed doors of their relationships or in their head of all the thoughts that they tell themselves. We don't know so much. And so the more you know that you don't know, the more you realize, like, you know, judging is extremely harmful for me and others.
So I call what you just described as the DKDK zone. Have you heard of that? You don't know if you don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is the opportunity to have a shift in your thinking, the DKDK zone.
Yes.
And when you know that you're in the DKDK zone, you can then open up your mind to the thought or to the possibility that you don't know. That's an opportunity for learning, where you can bring in new information, and as she's saying, and start with heart.
she's so pretty.
She's actually a magical creature. So, yes, she is pretty. Yes, you are pretty. She's so smart. She's so smart, and she's an intuitive, and she's...
She's got a lot to say.
What are you saying? She's asking me to listen. What do you... Okay, I hear you. She says to be more compassionate with others.
Yes.
Anything else? Especially your mate.
Yes. You know, the ones that we're around all of the time, anytime we choose something good, we're going to deal with the bad, right? You know, so if I choose to spend my life in a home with somebody, they're also going to be the person I fight with. If I decide to buy a home, it's also going to be the home I repair. And I think it's Mark Manson that has a quote along these lines, you know, that there's always the other side and we've got to have compassion.
So talk about how you coach people to muster up compassion when you have repeated behavior from the other person.
Yeah, it's hard, right? It's hard, and it's really just drawing upon empathy, you know, and trying to put yourself in that person's shoes. And hopefully you have somebody that will communicate what they're experiencing and what the deeper level feelings are underneath the pattern of behaviors, because that's going to make it a lot easier to have empathy. You know, it's one thing if you keep doing these behaviors and you're not giving me anything, like all I see is behaviors and I don't have any thoughts and feelings behind it. You know, so then my brain is going to fill in the gaps. But if you give me those thoughts and feelings, if we can dig into that of, you know, okay, then I can understand, oh, I see that you do these things or you act this way when you're nervous or insecure or when it reminds you of something that happened in your past, then I'm going to have a little more empathy and understanding and patience other than what my brain is going to fill in the gaps with.
That makes good sense. What about... Okay, she's still talking. What other questions? Do you have a question for Carrie? She does. Okay. What's your question? I'm an animal communicator, sorry. What's your question for Carrie? I don't really hear you. You say she's asking some question about love.
Okay.
Oh, unconditional love. Carrie, please describe for me what is unconditional love and how that shows up is what her question is.
Wow. Yes, that's a good one, right? Yes, and that
I'm telling you, she's a magical creature. You get it, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is that unconditional love? How do you define that? And how does that show up on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I suppose that could be, you know, defined a different way for different people, but that is that love without judgment, right? And that is that I'm going to love you for who you are, good, bad, ugly, all of it, you know, no matter what, because of X, Y, and Z, because I love you, because you're human, because you're my family, because you're my friend, whatever it may be, I will have love for you there no matter what you do, say, you know, flaws and all, right? And moving past our things that we struggle with in our relationships with people. But I think, you know, the bigger, you know, underlying thing with unconditional love is when we understand that, like, we're all human and we're all interconnected. If we can grasp that we're all one, you know, to love somebody else is to love yourself. So if you really want unconditional love to show up in your relationships and in this world, then you've got to love yourself first, and you've got to know what that means and what that feels like, and then you can provide that for somebody else.
I'm writing that in here. So to love someone is to love yourself first, right?
Yes. We're only going to be able to love somebody in the way that we love ourselves, right? That's all we're going to be able to offer. If we don't love ourselves first, not that we can't love somebody else, but it's not necessarily going to be the healthiest love, because our baggage, our stuff is going to show up in that love.
That's profound. Did that answer your question? Yeah. Do you have another question? Not so much. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Good. That was a hard question. So, you know, I'm glad that she's satisfied.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. She's so brilliant. She's just brilliant. And, right, honey? She's like, of course I am. Yeah, she's a magical creature, and she teaches me a lot. And I'm so grateful to have her in my life. Her sister, Tinkerbell, is across the way here. She's also equally smart, just not as chatty.
Okay. Strong silence.
Right. Strong silent type. You got it.
Yep.
She's so amazing. So, okay, don't chew a mama's ring. Okay, so let's go. Looks like, and Andrew says, true words. And is that the one, to love someone is to love yourself first, I assume, Andrew? Awesome. Or it could be that she's a magical creature, or true words. I think they're all true words. I think we're
Yeah. So we're just speaking truth.
We're
all around.
Truth all around. So let me see if I can bring up what I was trying to bring. It's interesting. Here it is. Got it. Here's my notes. Here are my questions for you. Okay. In the book, Therapize Yourself, you mentioned that whatever your it is. Here. family, addiction, weight loss issues, anxiety, depression, etc., how much time does it normally take for someone to really heal? And does it change from person to person? That's a great question. Go for that.
Yeah, and it's just like any kind of health and wellness journey, it's very, very individual, depending on where you're at in life and what you've already worked on and what you still, you know, have to tackle. So, but, you know, short answer is no, it doesn't have to take as long to heal as it did to develop a negative belief. You know, if we really jump in and we really put some hard work into ourselves, mind, body, and spirit, then we can see fantastic progress in a matter of a couple months, right? But generally, if we really want to, you know, dig in all the way around, this is a journey where, we can be on this focus, a particular focus for, you know, a year or two, but ultimately, the health and wellness and taking care of mind, body, spirit, and growing and learning and healing, that's lifelong. That's never ending, right? Because
just repeat that last part, because I've got people in my life that don't understand that last sentence, that it's never
ending. Yes, healing and growing and learning is lifelong process, right? When we tackle one issue, another one's going to arise, right? No matter if that's like, you know, in our mind, in our body, something, life will throw something at us that we've got to learn and grow from. It's going to happen all the time, right? But if you're just focusing on, let's say, one issue, I mean, you can see fantastic progress in a couple of months if you really dig in. But, see, you know, that's the thing. We can also talk about a problem for years and years and years and not actually put the work in on our everyday basis and see absolutely no progress, right? So it's ultimately up to you. You are your own best self healer, and how much work and how much vulnerability and how much, you know, stuff are you willing to face, and are you really there and are you ready? Then we can see some progress pretty quickly. But yeah, if you're about learning and growing and healing and evolving and becoming the best version of you, that is absolutely lifelong.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I, like I said, I started this process when I was 11, so, yeah. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, I started counseling at 11, personal development through a worldwide organization at 20, and got my master's in organizational behavior. So, like, I'm all about the learning and, because if I can understand the BS that I do, yeah, guess what? It makes my life a lot easier because I have to first. Now, I also just said she ordered your book.
All right.
It's Thursday. Thank you, Zelda.
Yes, thank you.
Along with my bod.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jody. Thanks, Carrie. Life-saving material, yes. So, this is actually, Zelda, I'm glad you said that. Always divine. Okay, girls, thank you. Can we just not chat just for a little bit so we can share with people around the world? Thank you, Dolly. So she's going to use it with her bod, and we haven't really talked about the bod on this show, but this is the bod. It's sound frequency, and I'm trying to hold it kind of so that bird doesn't bite the cord. Don't do it. So this is the bod. You can wear it as a headset. You know, ironically, I'm going to show you what I have. Hold on a second. I figured something out a few weeks ago. So talk amongst yourselves. I don't know. Talk about your experience with the bod for a minute, if you don't mind.
Could you share?
Sure. Okay. And I'll go get the tangled way of using it. I'll be right back.
Yes. So Jody brought the bod into my office, and I can't remember if I started out at 7 or 8 minutes. And put the bod on, and I focused on an issue that was in my life, going on in my life, and while the headphones are on and I'm experiencing that, I'm jotting down just whatever thoughts and feelings arise, and I remember I swirled around some of the same things for a while. they came or not, but there were tears.
And I remember.
Yes. Yes. And, right, so then I kind of, like, dipped it into those feelings. And
you did share those feelings with us, nor were you supposed to, remember?
Yeah.
Like, those were between you, the piece of paper, the pen or pencil, right? The
box. Right.
Right, that's it.
Right, I didn't say a word about, you know, what I was writing or what I was thinking or what I was feeling. And then there was just this thought that there was this shift and there was a peace and there was a smile that crossed my face and there was just that understanding of, like, it's going to be okay, you know. And my mood, my energy, everything shifted and there was a release, a let go. And yeah, that was unexpected for me, for sure, especially in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, and so that was, like, for me, so cool. I want to show you now what I've done. So
yeah.
My deceased brother had been me years ago, and I didn't really know what I was going to use it for, but it's a magic music bullet, right?
Oh, okay.
And so it's like a speaker. And you see the connector. The connector happens to be the same as this connector for the headphones, which fits into the box. Watch this. Now I can demonstrate the box. So I put it on 2 and 2 for trauma, and you can use the level of volume that you want. Oh, and I have to turn it on. Hold on. It looks like this device was on all night, so I'm going to go get a different bot.
Oh,
wait when that happens. I've got 3 more right here.
Okay.
So, hold on. And you can actually hear the sound, which is
yeah.
Great in the data space.
Yeah.
So. All right. This was just so cool. So what I was thinking, and I love the fact that Zelda brought this up, so Zelda's buying your books, right? And
yes, thank you.
She's got her bot. Your book, let me go back to your book for a minute. Your book was really powerful. You have a notes section in your book, right?
Yes.
Where you're supposed to write.
Perfect with the bot.
Yes. Okay. So, this is what it sounds like when you're using the bot. If I can get this to go on. Maybe this is it. Hold on. So, okay, we have it on. The lights. Goodness gracious, I thought this was just going to be easy. Oh, I have to turn it up. Hold on. So, anyways. You know, we'll go to commercial. I'll figure this out. How about
yes. Yes, that works.
And she's chewing on the...
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Okay, so it's interesting. None of these are working.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's weird. Okay. So
So the only other alternative I have is to replace the batteries, which is probably what the issue is. So I'll do that. So batteries are easy, right? And that's the other cool thing about the device. We had an event over the weekend, and we probably didn't turn off the pods.
Oh, okay.
So, but I always keep a ton of batteries on hand. And so, okay, because that could be the only reason. And so she, actually, Fagel was biting the speaker to show me where to open it up.
Oh, nice.
Smart,
I guess what you do.
Pretty much, right? Like, when my brain's not working, right? Okay, it was the batteries.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get this going. So, see here. Can you hear that?
So, okay.
Yeah, and so it puts your brain in a theta state. This is 2 and 2. 2 and 2 is for trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other frequencies that we use to, like, you know, that I created. I didn't create the frequency. I channeled what that frequency would work for. It is not approved by the FDA. It's not even endorsed by any medical association or anything like that, but it works. So,
yeah.
The thing is that you use frequency to put the brain, to reset the brain back to baseline, right? Put it into a theta state. It's so calming for me. I'm glad I remembered to pack this when we were moving to Georgia, because it helps our birds. We play this for the birds. We put it on we take the headphones and put it on the cage. But now that I have a little magic bullet, I can just play it for the home.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just so cool. So when you're, Zelda, when you are going through Carrie's book, and Carrie's book can be purchased on Amazon, and where else can they buy your book, Carrie?
I believe Barnes & Noble online and Target online, but I know the Amazon.
Okay. Amazon and which other one?
Barnes & Noble and Target.
Awesome. Barnes & Noble and Target. And then Zelda saying, we don't expect FDA to approve anything they can't control. That's why we have guests like Carrie and hosts like you to reveal truths we need to heal our lives.
Thank
right.
you.
I love you, Zelda. I miss you so much. No, we don't expect the FDA to stand behind these things, and that's okay. But it is, I mean, I will say that it's being used by lots of different therapists around the country, and there's a study being done in Israel on neuroplasticity. So, and Zelda here is saying she bought her book, Therapize Yourself, on Amazon. Wish it was on the new platform you shared with me. So awesome that Zelda, like, she's like divine. Carrie, we are going to get your book on Quick. So Quick is a new platform that just launched. It's an e-commerce platform.
Okay.
And the e-commerce platform is associated with a sister company that's a multi-level marketing company that MLM has well over 600,000 clients that are all focused on health, integrated, holistic health. Right?
Yes.
Now, that's the MLM. You don't have to be part of the MLM. For Quick, you just buy what you want, and you get paid for buying. And then when you refer that, let's say I buy the book, right?
Yeah.
Zelda buys the book. She loves the book. She gets a unique link for buying your book. She shares it with her friend Naima. Now, Zelda gets paid for sharing your book and selling it to somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so instead of paying the commission to Amazon, whatever, you're paying it to people who are promoting your product.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all set. So,
okay.
So the platform launched 7 days ago.
Peter Lamas launched it with his hair product, which were growing back my eyebrows. She says, please share the, okay, I will do that. Zelda, I love you. You just keep me on target. I will do that. Peter Lamas has organic hair care, and so he launched his product on Quick and the beta test. So by the beginning of the year, we will be ready to bring on other products like your book, like the BOD, to support people in reclaiming their health, right? Mm-hmm. And having financial wellness in the same breath. So I'll just show everybody real quick what that looks like. You never know where these shows are going to go.
Yeah,
right?
This is great.
Let me see, Chrome tab, Quick. So, and it's on my website. So this is Quick Click, right? Can we see that on there? Let's see. Yeah, we can. So, I'm going to take that off. Zelda, am I doing a good job, honey? So, it's love to shop, why not earn on what you do, the new age of social selling, and you get paid on wage, or, you know, leverage more, earn twice. And basically, every time you buy, you get paid, and I'm just going down to the end here. And for basically, if you get a $5 reward on a purchase, like your book, if you're commissioned to people, it's going to be $5, you know, they're showing how much money you'll make after it's been shared to five of their friends, and those five friends share to their five friends, and so forth. It's, you know, I don't know, 1,950,000. The purchases is 1,953,000, but the total rewards is about $19,000. It's over $19,000.
Yeah.
So it's a new age of social selling. We're actually going to have two of our founders from Quick on the show November 30th. And, you know, I really believe that a part of wellness is your financial wellness. I mean, my background is actually in finance for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how it started. You know, I started working in a bank when I was 13 and a half years old. So, but I realized, you know, that financial wellness is important, but you have to start with your individual health. Right? Like you started the show off, you said, I believe that having, you know, food, you know, eating the right food, the right, you know, getting rid of the toxicity in your life, right? Eating the right things is so important so that you can then be prepared to address the concerns that you have. But it's
right.
Very difficult. You know, I'll give you my opinion. You give me yours. My opinion is that when we're eating foods that are laden with glyphosate or other toxins or pesticides and things like that, it makes our brain kind of like, I call it like a shiver in a way, right? And, and now she wants me to get the link on the site. Thank you. I told you she was fine. I love her. And I will get that link up. But it makes your brain kind of like go on fire, like shiver. It can't process. So if you can't settle your brain, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to address your concern?
Right. The way, you know, and the way I see it, and I'm not going to know all the science or understand all the things behind it, but the way I see it is if your brain and body constantly have toxins or things going into it where they're not able to process well and they're harmful and the body and has to send all of its energy healing, then, you know, we don't get to get the, you know, it's dealing with those toxins, then it doesn't get the energy spent on cleansing and healing in general, like it's everyday reboot, right, when we sleep,
right.
Because it's going to be too busy spending its energy getting those toxins processed through and out, you know, rather than just even the basic healing that we need of cleansing cells out and to reboot every single day.
So you make such a good point. So if we can't provide our brain
our body with the foundation that it needs to move forward, it's constantly taking care of the basic needs, which you're talking about that in the book here too. I'll just go back to it.
Oh, are you thinking Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Yeah, we can't address the higher level needs if we can't even pay our rent, kind of idea, right?
Right. So back on page 36, so we talk about the physiological needs of breathing, food, water, shelter, clothing, sleep. And so if you're not getting proper sleep, you can't function. How are you going to have safety and security with your employment? Safety and
right.
Because you're not going to be able to perform your job duties. How are you going to have safety and security with your family and your friends if you're not getting the proper sleep and you can't relate to people in a way that they can relate to?
Right. Right. Yes. And it is. We got to. There's so many levels, and we've got to go step by step and chip away at each one. And I like to call it, you know, creating systems, you know, figuring out our systems that are going to help us maintain each of these levels the best way possible for whatever position we're in life, right? Like set ourselves up for success, you know. We all have a lot of different things going on in environments in our life that are affecting us, and they're all interconnected. And any ones that I can say, okay, I have a system on this one, it's kind of going on autopilot, I'm good there, it's in maintenance, you know, then I can start chipping away and creating a better system in the next area. And we want to set up our systems, and inevitably they will eventually, you know, stop working the best because life shifts. We move, we get a new job, we have people come, we have people go, all the things. But we want to keep setting up these systems in our life that create, you know, our opportunity to function our best and succeed, set ourselves up for success rather than always letting there be these obstacles that we just tolerate.
Well, that's really a huge statement. Letting there be these obstacles that we just tolerate. Why should we tolerate these obstacles?
We do it all the time, all the time. You know, and the one I talk about in my book is just, it's as simple as, like, what became our junk closet. You know, a lot of people have a junk drawer. Well, we moved into a new house a couple years ago, and this closet in the kitchen became the junk closet. There was just, I mean, everything got shoved there when we didn't have a home for it. And every day I opened that closet because there was always something I needed in there, and it was a disaster, and I couldn't find anything, and it irritated me. It put me in a bad mood every single day, and I tolerated it. I just put up with that closet being a disaster and putting me in a bad mood and, you know, not being able to find whatever I needed for well over a year before I'm like, why am I allowing this? I'm allowing this to just irritate me every single day, and I didn't have the time. I didn't have the energy. I had twin babies. You know, I'm like, oh, well, when am I going to tackle this closet? And finally, I was like, this is worth doing something about. And I hired a professional organizer to come take care of the closet, you know, because it was money well spent, because then I was able to open that closet and say, like, things are organized. Things are labeled. This doesn't put me in a bad mood when I open this closet, you know. Creating systems, and so I have systems for how I do my laundry, how I do dinner, all of these things that allow me to have more time in my life or bring the stress level down, you know, and those are so individual. What's going to work for me isn't necessarily going to work for somebody else, but they're worth digging into. The dinner one for me was huge with twin babies and a full-time job and, you know, owning my own business. And then you get home, you pick up the kids, and let's say it's 6 o'clock at night and you're tired, and what's for dinner? Oh my goodness, that was just the most annoying. What am I cooking? And all these things. And so you have having systems in place that made the evening dinner routine and process go smoother. I mean, that's life changing, because then I wasn't irritated, I wasn't stressed, and then I wasn't taking it out on my husband. You know, like, and then we weren't fine. lighting, and then the, you know, creating the systems that set us up for success in any area that we can zap whatever we're tolerating out of our life and is worth spending the time and energy on.
Talk to me about what system you created for dinner.
Yeah, so, I mean, for like I said, this is for me, and this is not going to be for everybody. But for me, because this was such a stressor and a hassle, it was worth budgeting in and putting some money towards this. And actually, I think I'm saving money at the end of the day. But my initial thought was like, oh, I don't want to spend money on that. But as it's become a system, I think I'm saving money. But I went through so many different food services and either didn't like their foods or they weren't that healthy or they were way too expensive or all the packaging that came. I went through so many food services until I found a local lady that, I mean, the food is healthy, the food is delicious, and I can pay her conveniently online, and I kid you not, she delivers the frozen meals, she preps them, she cooks them, she puts them all in separate bags with ingredients, and then they're freezer meals, and she delivers them to my house and puts them in my freezer, you know. So I'll come home on a Wednesday, and my meals for the week are there. They're healthy. They're organic. They're whatever diet I want to follow, Mediterranean, you know, whatever thing I'm asking her. It's the gluten-free. She's accommodating to those things. And
who is she?
She's local here, Dinner Delights, Andrea. What's that?
I'm finding her because I'm going to post her.
Yes.
She's in Des Moines, Iowa, West Des Moines.
Des Moines, yeah. Well, I think she might be in Altoona, but you'll find her with Des Moines, Dinner Delight. But, I mean, it has been life-changing, game-changing for, I mean, I come home and I have this healthy meal ready to go that I didn't think about and that I can prepare in 20 minutes or less. And that has, I mean, just shifted our whole evening routine.
Done. We are posting her. This
yes.
This is what I like to lead people to. I
right.
Wellness, I love this. Can I show her? I want to show her on our site. Hold on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Like, she has been. I wish that I would have included her in my book. I'm not sure if I was using her meal service or they're just getting started. But, yeah, I mean, game-changing for us.
This is Dinner Delights. If you're in Iowa, I know we have listeners from Iowa. So this says, we are busy all the time, but we need to eat. Dinner Delights offers personal chef services to meet any budget or need. Love that. And you said she's organic. Love this. I put her link in there. She's got stuff for Thanksgiving. Love this. Too bad you can't ship to Georgia.
No.
Look at that pie, everybody. Yummy. Apple juice, yes. Pumpkin, banana cream, coconut cream, French toast, peanut butter. $25 for a pie is totally reasonable. Like, really reasonable when you're getting that kind of stuff. So, okay, I want an introduction to her. Just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she has made my life so much easier. And it just feels good to, like, know that I'm also, usually when we're eating quick and convenient, it's not healthy, and this is quick and convenient for me, and it's also healthy, and I mean not the most important thing, but I mean delicious too, right? I'm not going to eat the foods if I don't think they're good, so I mean healthy and delicious, so definitely been a...
You're divine,
yeah.
Right, to have healthy, clean, delicious foods, and
yes.
As it is the divine right of other people as well. Naima has a comment here. This is going back to your organization and getting rid of the clutter. And because I know people who struggle with hoarding and their physical environment is a disaster area, boxes, papers, clothing all over the place. Is this a sign of depression or is this a mental disorder? I'll let you take that one.
It's honestly, there's a lot of things there, and I personally, you know, don't have a ton of experience with hoarding in my practice, but without putting like a label of what it is, depression, mental disorder, I mean, because it's going to be disordered thinking at the end of the day. It's, you know, a mental health disorder is disordered thinking process, and so you know, we got to be careful with the labels and the diagnoses, because they can be a great guide, but, you know, they can also be misleading as well. And so at the end of the day, if I were to be working with somebody on this, I would want to know what their belief system, what are their thoughts behind keeping these things or not being able to let them go. Where did they learn this? Where does it hurt them emotionally to let go or not keep the item? And so I would want to delve into that belief system, where they learned it, where they got it from, what they believe, and see what it's based around. Now, I think that you could get a lot more specific and science behind it if you were to talk to somebody that, like, this was their expertise. This is they're working with hoarding on a regular basis. They're going to know a lot more than I do on that. But I can tell you there is a thought process. They have a belief system, a feedback loop.
Totally. They have a belief system. Like a lot of people from the depression, not a sign of depression, from the depression era, hoarded because they had a belief system that they weren't going to have access to food or paper or paper towels or toilet paper, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we're going to have a generation like that now too, because of what happened in the last 2 years.
Right.
And this is an opinion. This is not a fact, not based on science. I agree with you. I'm with that it's a belief system. I don't necessarily think it's a sign of depression or mental disorder. I'm not big on labeling people either. I think that you have to look at why is it that we do what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is it serving us? And if it's not serving us, if that behavior is not serving us, what's it going to take to let it go? Because every time you let go of a behavior or belief system, the universe opens up a new door for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like to see what you're getting with your current belief system and you want to open up a new door, let go of certain belief systems that you think that aren't serving you, so you can get the new thing. Do you want the shiny little penny? You want the shiny penny? Let go of the old penny.
Right, and that can be, you know, letting go of belief systems is a really challenging thing to do, and that's where we just have to take step one and step two and build upon and work our way towards that and, you know, dig into understanding the why and where it came from so that we can start rebuilding and reprocessing new belief systems. Right, because to just let go of something that we have operated around for a long time, I mean, we're going to flip back into default mode. We're going to do what we know. We're going to do what we've been doing for a long time, like it, out of habit and behavior, you know, conditioned behavior.
Oh, Naima says she has a question. No, that was 5 minutes ago. The question I typed in, I don't think you can hear me by my phone. Okay. So, Naima, I think we answered, was this the question, the one about struggling with hoarding? I hope. Let us know. Oh, look, and Vieta says, very good discussion. Thank you. Thank you, Vieta. Vieta is our host on Friday nights and Sundays, or Friday day, sorry, Friday morning, Sunday night. Vieta is also a holistic nutritionist. She's out of Florida. She's a bright light, and she really, I think, helps people to explore what it looks like to work with God, work with Mother Nature, you know, like that. So, we're soul sisters. Thank you, Theo.
Oh.
So it's 9:53, and we're coming to a close. And I want to see, is there something, I'm going to go to Amazon while you're speaking, but if I can get your link, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. Great.
So what would you like people to know? What's the one thing that you want a takeaway, you know, for the show, for today?
Yeah, you know, I think my biggest message right now is that holistic approach to life and healing and growth. Look at that mind, body, spirit. It's central, it's crucial, but also kind of like we were talking about, you are your own best self-healer. You have intuitively the answers to everything that you need for your mind, for your body, for your soul. Tap in, listen, trust yourself, get back to your authentic self, go on that journey, unlearn all the things that aren't serving you, and clear room and make room for the things that do serve you. You're your best self-healer. You can therapize yourself. And that's not to say, you know, don't ask for help, or, I mean, that's my profession, right? But it's saying take control of you and your health and your healing and your well-being. And everyone,
yeah.
Absolutely, everyone deserves it. They're worth it.
Oh, we have someone that says, wow, another life helping educational session. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Jody. Deborah is our Saturday. She runs one of our Saturday shows, Travel with Deborah. She focuses on education as a form of travel, right? She's amazing.
Okay.
Love it and blessings to you both.
Thank you.
I'm going to share. Let me just do this through the window. There it is. I do have the right screen. Okay. Carrie, look at you. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. There it is.
Choose to Heal, Find Your Truth. This is on Amazon, right? So paperback is $9.99. For me, it's 99 cents after I use my Kindle. That's not necessarily for you.
Yes.
You can get a Kindle version or the paperback. You know, I like having both, but I really enjoy having the paperback in this situation because Sherry has the notes that you can take in the book. If you own a bod, you can use your bod while you take these notes. And I don't think I really clearly indicated why that was so important. When you're using the bod, you're writing, and when you write, you're getting deeper into the neural network of the brain, and it allows you to take that memory that is so traumatic and release the trigger, okay? So now you're exposed to a similar situation, and you are no longer triggered. It's like a blip on the screen. It's a hiccup. It's like, oh, okay. And so if you're still being triggered by things, you have an opportunity to work through it using Jerry's book, right? And then you can couple it with the bot if you want. But I think using Jerry's book is an awesome way to start. For $9.99, you just can't go wrong. And I will take that link and put it in the thread. But if you go to Amazon, right, you can then look up Carrie Leaf, Therapize Yourself, Choose to Heal and Find Your Truth. We'll put that in there. And then we're going to get you on quick after the first of the year. So So let me just see if we've got the link in there. It's not very pretty looking, but it's there, and it works. So
it's there. It's there, and I am taking a look at the clock because I got a 9 o'clock client coming in getting ready for the work day.
Oh, good. We're going to run to the ending commercial, so that's perfect.
Amazing. This has been so fun. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. to have you on the show. I wish you you know, the best today and in all days, and I can't wait to talk to you again, which will probably be later today.
Yeah.
Coordinate that other stuff we were talking about.
Yeah.
And or at least by text. And just thank you very much. Thank you to all of our listeners as well. And
thanks, everyone.
Yeah. So have a great day. So it's 9:58. We need to get you going. I'll run the commercials.
Perfect. So, thank you. Right. It's been my pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to try to run these
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Chete, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
I would be so grateful, and if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. So, thank you, and have a great day, and we're just going to do